Established in 1972, ALPFA is the first national Latino professional association created in the United States. Local and national members of the association were on the University of Arkansas campus Friday to participate in a town hall discussion titled The Current State of Latino Leadership in Corporate America and in Public Office. California Representative Loretta Sanchez was a member of the panel, and prior to the discussion, she announced the creation of the ALPFA Institute.
The Institute will be based right here in the Sam M. Walton College of Business, and it will serve not only our nation, but our world. This, I think, is the right location for an institute of leadership. Why? Because this College of Business is one of the top 25 business colleges in the nation. It has top researchers, great faculty, hundreds of relationships with national and global corporations, and partnerships with some of the top business schools throughout the world. And the Northwest Arkansas region has a history of producing of some of the top entrepreneurs and corporations in the world.
The ALPFA Institute will act as a liaison between the corporate world and the Latino community by offering on-site or on-campus evaluations, seminars, and programs. The Institute will be led by Adam Arroyos, who has been the president of the Northwest Arkansas chapter of ALPFA since 2008.
This is a vision that several of us have been talking about for some time. And I've got to tell you, the way it was started with me is I'm originally from Texas, but it was here at the University of Arkansas where I was first introduced to leadership and to just a vault of opportunities. As you all know, I'm an alum here from the U of A. Never thought I'd even complete my four-year degree. Never thought I'd even complete my master's degree and my PhD. And I will tell you, we have some of the best faculty, some of the most committed administration under Chancellor Gearhart's leadership. And it works. I'm a proven example of that. I'm a humble individual from West Texas, and Alex, you're from that area. There's not much to offer there. And so my vision, my dream in life is to work with all of you to make this institute one that's well-respected and to attract Latinos from, as the Congresswoman said, not just across the nation, but across the world, to come and experience the opportunities that are available here at the University of Arkansas.
Representative Sanchez says the local chapter was recognized as the top ALPFA chapter in the country this year. She says this is a result of Arroyos' leadership, but his greatest influence has been making Northwest Arkansas a region that attracts top Latino leaders.
It attracts and makes the next generation of leaders for our country. And this is an issue that is very important to me, because recently there was a discussion on a national basis. Where are our Latino leaders? When you see the demographics of this country, you understand how important it is for there to be leadership from the Latino community. So by bringing everybody together, by having employers in the area, by having one of the top business schools in the nation, and by having ALPFA and this institute, Adam has created an institution that is attracting Latinos from across our country to improve their leadership capabilities and to prepare the Latino community to step up to their responsibility. Their responsibility. Leadership is responsibility. And if we are the fastest growing in the nation, and if we are to become the largest grouping in the United States in the next decade, if that is truly happening, then we have a responsibility as Latinos to take the challenge and to help lead this country.
More information is available at alpfa.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.